quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. And we're live 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Brian Alvarez. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Andrew Zarian. And 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific with me, Jim Valley.
Oh, that's the most exciting type of valley.
The effing king of recovery, 6-0 versus death.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD-having trailer park trash the Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
It's Jim Valley and we're back, but it's a new show, but it is recorded.
Now, WrestleMania Sunday night, ass. I wouldn't recommend anybody spend money on that.
Well, we'll get into that. As of the recording, I have not seen last night's SmackDown. Hasn't happened, but this is new content. And I think we're covering some important topics, like...
Now, WrestleMania Sunday night, ass.
We'll talk about that and more. And for me, it's kind of nice. Because, you know, we have so much wrestling. Every weekend to cover, there's a pay-per-view, there's a PLE, there's tapings, there's AAA, there's CMLL, and New Japan, and all that stuff. It's difficult to cover topics. So, if you want some Jim Valley rants, even if they are ass, you're going to get those. Well, what are those? Oh, I think you guessed one.
Now, WrestleMania Sunday night, ass. I wouldn't recommend anybody spend money on that.
That's right. Congratulations to the winner, WrestleMania Sunday, and new World Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns, the tribal chief of ass. Now do you see what I'm talking about? We'll cover also, talk about ass, that main event with Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes. That was ass. Night one was ass. And we'll talk about that. That is inexcusable. Yes, person on social, inexcusable. Also, what is old school? Is it all relative? No, it is not. We'll talk about that and so much more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
That pallet of pavers collecting dust? The beginnings of a garden? Those stray fence posts? Are you haunted by half-finished projects on your land? John Deere is here to say, not anymore. Our compact tractors allow you to swap implements easily, and they're backed by the nation's largest dealer network. You always had the right idea, and with the right tools, those projects can get finished for good. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. I'm on tape today, but stick around. It's all new content. We can catch up on some things. You know, yes, Punk versus Roman was great. However, how many years now in a row is it where WWE heads into WrestleMania without a clear plan in place? Is this what, 3 in a row now? I think so. I think it's been 3 in a row with the final boss, last year's disaster, and this year. So that's 3 in a row. What is this, the Star Wars sequels trilogy? Somehow, Roman Reigns returned. I don't even know. It's just... Yeah, yes, there were injuries, I get that. But we knew about these things in January. They could have worked things out before then. And Pat McAfee and all... Somehow, Pat McAfee disappeared. Somehow, Jelly Roll disappeared. And then suddenly reappeared out of nowhere during the main event of Night One. But that match was bad. And remember, last Friday, 2 weeks ago, I worked for Brian. Nick Khan's definition of over-deliver and mine are very, very different things. Remember Nick Khan saying, oh, don't worry about the build-up, because the good news is we all know what's going to happen. And we know this show is going to over-deliver. My God. Great. Roman and Punk was a great match. Dave thinks it's one of the best ever WrestleMania history. I don't know if I'd go that far. But, I mean, you know, I would say four and a half, four and three quarters. I know probably other people give it 5. It's greatest of all. It was very, very good. And I'm not taking anything away from it. But I'm not going to go overboard on it, especially with the build, especially with just everything. You know, one good match doesn't save 2 days of a show. I'm sorry. Especially WrestleMania. WrestleMania prices, WrestleMania build, WrestleMania everything. You know, I went and saw last week live AEW Dynasty Vancouver. I saw AEW Dynamite in Everett and Collision in Everett. And in that, you know, however many hours of wrestling that was, 8 hours, seven, whatever it was. I could say it's 100 hours. Whatever it was, I saw one match I would consider subpar that would have been one of the better matches at WrestleMania. Not going to say which one, but I did. And that was it. And, well, doesn't matter because technically it wasn't a match that was on the shows. It was on the pre-show. So, doesn't matter then because technically people didn't pay for it. Every match on Dynasty was better than most everything at WrestleMania. And Collision was better. Everything was better. It's like, if you want wrestling, and also, I'll get into this. If I hear one more person talk about how they do the talking point, the podcast talking point of how AEW doesn't do long-term stories. Oh, I just want to. No. What was the longest story told at WrestleMania? Roman won the Rumble? Don't say Randy and Cody, because that's not the story they told. The story they told was Pat McAfee, Attitude Era was better, and this era sucks. You know, you could say they kind of tried to pivot. But that wasn't the story through and through. It wasn't teacher versus... They tried that at the last minute. That doesn't count, okay? 20 years, no. No, no, no. Because that's not a story Pat McAfee spent all that time telling. No. So, no. No. There are many more longer stories told at AEW. With MJF and Darby, with MJF, Kenny Omega, all kinds of different stories. So don't sit here and tell me that. I'm tired of that myth. Matter of fact, I'm tired of the WWE myth of telling stories. What stories? Maybe the only decent good build was Liv Morgan and Stephanie Vaquer. What were the other good builds? Nothing. Rhea, Jade, ass. You know, Cody and freaking Randy Orton. Beyond ass. And that match. I saw someone say, it's old school. The pacing reminded me of old school. They never defined what old school meant. What does that mean? Because look, I've been watching since 1977. And believe me, if wrestling matches were that slow and boring, I wouldn't be here right now. What old school are you talking about? And what was the story of that old school match between Cody and Randy Orton? Who was the heel? Who was the babyface? Well, judging by wrestling styles, Orton was the babyface. Judging by what they wanted, Cody was the babyface. And crowd reaction, let's just say it was mixed. Maybe even more for Randy Orton. Which is funny, because if you're even 10 years ago school, 15 years ago school. Whatever, was that middle school? Randy Orton was booed for how boring and tired He was. Same moves, same pacing, same everything. And every time I brought up Randy Orton, so many people got on me saying, "You mean Blandy Orton? You mean the guy who's never had a good WrestleMania match? That guy?" And as I was watching Cody versus Randy Orton, I thought to myself, Triple H must be so proud. Because this is exactly like a Triple H main event with Randy Orton. Or the one he killed with Chris Jericho. Or all that. The deliberate style that takes forever. I get the idea you want to slow down. But there's slow down, and there's also pick it up a little bit, why don't you? Just ridiculous. People telling me, oh, it's old. No. That's not. And what is old school? See, because people have been grown up. We've had several generations now who have grown up on old school. And that's what they think it is. They think because they've only watched WWE from 2001 to now, a lot of people didn't watch TNA. It was, you know, that's a whole other thing. No disrespect to TNA, but they never even got, you know, in near a sniff of WWE. And that's a whole other topic for another time. So for many fans, WWE is it. And that's their idea of you. WWE style is wrestling. WWE presentation is wrestling. Vince comedy is wrestling. And that's what these fans believe. I had someone tell me, actually, you know what? I'm going to save this for when we come back. But WrestleMania pissed me off, as if you can't tell. And these people telling me what old school is, also pissing me off. You want to go to school? We'll go to school. Cover a little bit more WrestleMania. Talk some old school. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live, and I want to cover WrestleMania 42 last weekend because it's my first show. I get to talk about it. And unless you follow me on Blue Sky, you may not have my thoughts. Night one, that was ass. To quote Pat McAfee. Who? Oh, that's right, he's gone. Sorry about your movie career. We'll see how that ends up going. But night one, look, you know what I think my favorite match was? Might have been the opener. Logan Paul, Austin Theory, I Show Speed, Usos and LA Knight. I thought I Show Speed has come across very likable and, very nice. And he's obviously very athletic. When they laid Logan Paul out on the desk and I Show Speed splashed him, that was very impressive. Very impressive. I mean, he had great form. Now, do I want to see him in wrestling all the time? No. But I didn't have a problem with him. And look, if he brings eyes to a product and views, and I have no problem. I've never had a problem with celebrities. Cyndi Lauper, Mr. T, big reasons why WrestleMania was a huge success. Mike Tyson, perfect timing. Big reason why Steve Austin and WWE made a huge comeback in 97. Lots of things like that have driven it. Recently, Alan Cheapshot, Alan Blackstock, and he has tweeted out some things. Video of Gorgeous George with Bob Hope and was it Burt Lancaster? I believe so. Two big, huge Hollywood celebrities. And I talked about that even before he posted it. But it's like celebrities in wrestling have been around. It's not blasphemy. It's not anything. It is what it is. I also thought the Jacob Fatu versus Drew McIntyre match. And look, I get it. Drew's going to do a movie. And Jacob was obviously going on to challenge Roman Reigns. So this match, for an unsanctioned match, they did an unsanctioned match because despite the rules and the weapons, unsanctioned matches are actually, very easy to do. You just make sure you hit people in safe spots. You walk and brawl. You do the walk. You do the walk and brawl. Hey, yeah, you do walk and brawl. It's my favorite Dire Straits song, by the way. Anyway, Women's World Championship match, Stephanie McCurr, Liv Morgan. Liv, I knew was going to win. I think everyone knew that. Obviously, big build. She had her dance routine, new song. They don't debut new songs for losers at WrestleMania. And Stephanie McCurr is going to be fine. Don't even worry. She'll have many world title reigns. Everything is going to be fine. It's just about Liv right now. And yeah, they only got, 6 minutes? 5:50? Something like that. That sucks, but at the same time, You know, wanting more, I think, can be a good case. Women's Intercontinental Championship, AJ Lee, Becky Lynch. Becky won. Seems like both AJ and Punk are going to take a little time off together. Good for them. Hope they travel or rest or whatever they like to do. Drink Pepsi or whatever they do. But Becky Lynch, you know, we'll get into Darby in a minute, but people talk about Darby and how small he is. And I talked about that last week, too, how the way he wrestles makes sense for Darby's size. Becky Lynch, since she has been back, you know, his big time Bex and the man again and all that fun stuff, she's been really small and very sleek. And even for a woman, you know, I would argue that, you know, if you want to say that about Darby, I would also think you need to bring that up about Becky Lynch. And I don't, it's wrestling. I don't have a problem. Women's Tag Team Championship, Nia Jax, Lash Legend. They came out with the Demolition outfits. Fantastic. Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, the Butterfly and Moth. Thought that was really neat. Bailey and the Bird Lady. And then Nikki is injured. It was Brie and Paige. I think a lot of people expected that. I just hope Nikki got a payoff. That's all I hope. And I'm not saying she's hurting for money, but go through a big contentious divorce. Got to pay your ex and stuff. I'm sure her bank account isn't quite as full as it used to be. And I'm not saying she's hurting or anything, but, you know, she's back to work. Hopefully she gets a nice payoff for all the stuff that she's doing. Seth Rollins and Gunther, probably the best wrestling match on night one. No surprise, Braun, and then Gunther wins. And as of right now, I don't know what the promise is, but we'll get into that in a second. Then the Undisputed Championship. Cody, Randy, this was so bad. This was so bad. And how could it be so bad that at the end, Randy does the punt and injures Cody? There wasn't even a close-up on it. He could have kicked him in the chest, and most everyone wouldn't have known or cared. Oh my gosh. What in the heck? Look, you want to say AEW's got an unsafe style, but it's like you got to also mention there are a lot of injuries in WWE as well. Because as I've said many times, wrestling is inherently dangerous. And again, this proves it. But this match was long. It was slow. Psychologically, it made no sense. It was bad. It was bad. I have no idea why it had to be so bad. But clearly, they pulled back on Pat McAfee and Jelly Roll, just like I talked about. You know, that was definitely not just for the show. That was for everything. And Pat's gone, and there you go. But night one, terrible. It's like they put everything that's going to be bad, pretty much, on night one. And I don't. To me, if you're charging full price, two nights, you got to deliver two nights, period. Especially when it's WrestleMania. Look, everybody can have an off night on a pay-per-view. There can be good and bad PLEs. But when it's WrestleMania, you got to deliver. And you have to deliver both nights. That's what you're charging. In my mind, there's no excuse. And I said it was inexcusable. Some guy took it to me. Oh, I liked it. Why do you like it? Oh, I just did. Oh, okay. Well, then, since you liked it, then that's okay. Then, okay, sorry. Didn't mean to. Sorry. I'll check with you next time to make sure it's appropriate to ask your questions. Sorry. The show is bad all around. Night two, Obafemi and Brock. See, I think, like a lot of people, expected Brock to retire at Minneapolis, at SummerSlam. And that's why I thought maybe Brock had a chance of winning or Obaturning or something like that. You could do Obaturning, Brock something, and then they fight again in Minneapolis. That's kind of what I anticipated, but obviously they went with Oba, no problem with that. And then Brock retiring and his fake crying, yes. Rock, who hates people, doesn't like the fans very much. He was crying because, yeah, I believed that. And the Oscar goes to. Intercontinental ladder match, a lot of fun. Would like to see it get a few more minutes, but, I have no problem with Penta retaining. That was totally fine. Women's Championship, Rhea won. No turn by Io yet. We'll see. We shall see. And Sami Zayn, no. I couldn't believe it. No Gingerbread Man. I thought for sure that's why they brought him out, but I guess not. Oh, well. Trick Williams won. He's a star. They're going with Trick, and that's smart. They need to. They need to build new stars for the future. Finn Balor wins, then moves to Raw against Dominic, and then Punk, Roman Reigns again. Great match. Punk, when he came out, I was like, God, he looks all misty. Is he retiring? So I texted someone. They go, no, this is just the match he's wanted his entire life, and he's very happy about it to close WrestleMania. And like Dave said, Punk was great. Roman does what Roman does. All right, we're going to talk about old school and more. Come stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Ahoy, matey! Is that a new phone?
Aye, Captain, that's me new Samsung Galaxy S25 FE!
You must have paid a pretty doubloon for that!
Nay, 'twas zero down from Cricket Wireless!
So, you plundered it!
Nay, again, 'tis a monthly payment plan with BreadPay!
You're shivering me timbers!
I shiver you not! Me first payment is next month!
Aye, that's not a plunder! That's a steal!
Get a new Samsung Galaxy S25 FE for $0 down when you pay overtime with BreadPay! Smile, you're on Cricket!
Subject to approval of credit application, BreadPay loans are made by Comenity Capital Bank, a Bread Financial Company.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley. You know, as I, WrestleMania 42 was, again, three mediocre, unplanned WrestleManias in a row. Ridiculous. Hey, look, I mean, the Danhausen stuff, that was kind of cute. But, I don't know, everything from night one was just forgettable and just, by and large, meh. And then I was talking to a friend of mine, I'm not going to say who. We were just talking, he goes, well, you know, I'm not happy with either company right now. Meaning AEW and WWE, meaning, you know, too many commercials, WWE, and, you know, the other pay-per-views are too long because, you know, too much wrestling is bad. I was like, what? What are you talking about? You're going to compare someone giving you wrestling for your money compared to more commercials than actual action. That's an equivalency. I mean, it's a false equivalency, but okay, that's an equivalency. And I was like, what in the hell are you talking about? I just can't sometimes, people. I just can't. And I shouldn't. Which is fine. Because I can't. Yes, commercials are the same. Dude wipe commercials. The same as an outstanding women's match between Tekla and Jamie Hayter. Or Tekla and Alex Winza. It's not same thing as MJF and Kenny Omega. Same thing. Seeing the Hulk Hogan documentary. Preview over. Same thing. Oh my gosh. And again, people talking about, oh, Cody and Randy. So slow and deliberate. Reminded me of old school. I'm like, what old school? What school are you talking about? Because I didn't go to that school. Name a territory that made money where they wrestled like that. Yeah, if you want to talk about old school, sure, maybe Kansas City. Yeah, that was like a Kansas City match. It was slow and boring and didn't make any damn sense. The only difference is that won a match drew more than Kansas City did all year. What a joke. What? Old school. Someone made a good point. Randy Orton is very much kind of like Dory Funk Jr. Super sound. Very good. Everything they do looks good, but not always the most exciting. And that's kind of Dory Funk Jr. Very solid, very good, technically sound, but, you know, not always the most exciting. It's valid, I think. It's valid. Talk about old school. Let's talk old school. Somebody say something about old school. Somebody say something about fired up about old school. Wildfire's fired up. What old school? Usually when old school, it's millennials, and they mean the past 20 years. That's what they mean. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What? That match was nothing old school about it. And look, like I said, I've watched 77. I've studied it. I've watched it. You know, I'm pretty aware of what old school is. And I don't. I mean, you want to go back to Muldoon? Do you want to go back to Strangler Evan Lewis, or Ed Lewis, either one. The side headlock. What do you want to do? Gold Dust Trio? Dusik Riot Squad? What do you want to talk about? Was that a Crockett main event? No. Was that a Mid-South main event? Oh God, no. Was it a Portland main event? I can tell you that. What do you mean by old school? What was so old school about it? That they stole your money? That they did so little and made so much? Is that what you mean? Okay, then you may have a point. You might have a point. Talking about old school. If it's guys ripping you off, doing as little as possible, okay, then you might have a point. That it was old school. Sure, okay. Maybe I was wrong then. But look, you know, I was a dumb mark. We've all been dumb marks. A lot of people are still dumb marks. Maybe we're all still dumb marks for watching this, but look, that match was bad. Both those guys, you know, Cody's second generation, Randy's third, they should know better. And again, I've always said this, you've heard me say it, you don't have to kill yourself for my entertainment. Little energy, you know, being engaged in what you're doing, and little originality, little creativity. Was any of that there? No. I mean, sheesh, Roman and Punk didn't reinvent the wheel, but at least they put in some energy, especially Punk. And there was some creativity. They brought out the necklace and did some other fun stuff. Roman collapsing over Punk's shoulders right in the GTS position. Creative. Good stuff. Anything like that. Orton and Randy. My God. People say, oh, Randy's Hall of Famer. They say that just based on longevity. The truth is, look, could Randy leave? If Randy were to leave, go to AEW or go anywhere, would he make that organization the number one organization in the world? No. Actually, I don't think anybody could, but that's just me. That's another story for another time. It's about the branding. It's about the platform. The platform is the star. If you're a part of Coca-Cola, you are part of that big brand. When you're not, you're RC Cola. It's just that simple. For WWE fans. So, look, that main event was awful. And as far as old school, no. You know, Crockett was blood and brawling. Mid-South was chaos. You know, UWF times was chaos. You know, when it was a big man territory, when Mid-South was just big ugly guys fighting. Mid-South was on its ass. And that's why they did the trade with Jerry Jarrett. Brought in the Rock and Roll Express. And eventually the Midnight Express. And brought in all of these different people to create more excitement and pop the territory. Because big guys are just punching and kicking, brawling main events wasn't enough. And this wasn't enough. You know, old school. Now, WWE is not old school. Go watch old interviews with Lou Thesz, with anybody back 84, 85, up until, you know, whenever. They'll tell you, oh, it's pretty, but Hulk Hogan's not a wrestler. You know, the proverbial wristwatch, wrist lock thing. And they would talk about how, you know, if they want to go in there and, you know, take Hulk Hogan out, they in theory could. And that's neither here nor there. But the point is Vince, you know, made wrestling slicker. He made it more about the entrances, made it more comedy. Go watch Wrestling TNT, if you can still find it somewhere. I think it's probably still on YouTube. had some really bad stuff. Really bad. I hated that as a kid. Despised it. The bad comedy. George Steele. I mean, talk about breaking kayfabe. That was obviously breaking kayfabe. All that stuff. And look, in the end, did Vince prove correct? Yes, he proved himself correct. But the point is, don't sit here and tell me it's old school. Because it's not. We just have a modern twist on the same modern wrestling. Which is what WWE should always be and will always be. So, to sit here and say, that was old, it's wrong. Old school, we're talking territories. We're talking blood. That's what bugs me when people talk about blood being barbaric and stuff. That's fine, you want to say that. But that is old school. It is. You know, when I see the violence, when people rip on AEW for whatever, I'm like, you don't know it, but you are ripping on old school wrestling. Because that is old school. But no one listens to me. I mean, you do, but look at you. You're a mess. That is old school wrestling. AEW is more old school than WWE, whether you know it or not. Because it is. You get more action. You get, yes, more violence. And you get more blood. In that sense, it's old school. In the sense that you have wrestlers who actually give a crap about the performances, well, then it's not old school. But other than that, it's pretty old school. Much more straightforward presentation. Fewer goofy skits. A little less comedy. It's more old school than those guys. So, just, I don't know. Drives me crazy when people talk about WWE and its presentation being old school. It wasn't. Now look, Cody certainly knows his history. Certainly Cody knows what old school is. So does Randy Orton. Which is why it was funny that for a while Randy Orton was the defender of the Attitude Era. Which he wasn't in. And would have hated. And his dad would have hated. You know? And I'm sure, probably to a degree, other than the paychecks, in some ways his dad probably didn't like the stuff he was involved in the WrestleMania era. But, you know, money's money. So, that's what money is. And it was always funny to me, I did my radio show in Portland, early 2000s, that, you know, Piper would come on and talk about sports entertainment. I'm like, dude, you were in WrestleMania. That was sports entertainment. In California, you did a gimmick where you freaking hypnotized people. That's sports entertainment. And again, sports entertainment is also old school to a degree. I'm talking about Vince's foot fingerprint. Vince's specific fingerprint is what I'm talking about. There's always been silliness. There's always been some comedy. All those things. But it doesn't have to be so Fed-pilled, so Vince McMahon-pilled. That's what I'm saying. That, if it came after 85, 84, not necessarily old school. Anyway. All right. I've ranted for a little while. We'll come back. Give you a little more ranting. Stand by, it's Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. I did want to mention something. WWE Hall of Fame. Sid Udy. Sid Vicious. Sid Justice. Psycho Sid. Ducked into the Legacy Hall of Fame and talked about what the Legacy Hall of Fame is. And obviously his son, Gunner, was not thrilled about that. And that's unfortunate. And I don't want to get into that. I want to focus on the positive. And as you remember, if you watched WCW in the, is it early 2000s, late 90s? I'm sorry. But remember the time when Sid brought out his special needs neighbor, Seth, to come out and be his manager? And it was weird because Sid, I think, was a heel at the time. And Sid had such a persona of being the master and the ruler of the world and screaming and grumbling all the time. And here he was with this cute guy next to him. And anyway, Gunner brought Seth to WrestleMania and WWE World and all of that. And, you know, going around and seeing him, Gunner and Seth and everybody wandering around, I thought that was the cutest thing. And it was the sweetest thing. I just, honestly, every time I saw video of Gunner and Seth, it was so cute. And it was so heartwarming to see how much that meant to Seth and, you know, Gunner and Sid's family, obviously, and obviously probably. And it was the sweetest thing and probably the best thing that I saw all weekend. And I messaged Mr. Udy, who I don't know, and just told him how touched it was. And it warmed my heart every time I saw it. And that sucks that they didn't get to be on stage and maybe didn't get the money or who knows, you know, the whole deal. I get that. There wasn't even a bit of merch, which seems ridiculous that they didn't get to be on the merch. It seems very cash foolish on WWE's part. And, you know, Gunner was talking about various people who may have been jealous. Maybe talk about some other time, but I thought that Seth being there was the sweetest thing and my favorite part of WrestleMania this weekend. All right, talk to you next time, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.